Hi, my name is Kendra Fleming, and I'm the Director of Children's Ministry for North Point Ministries. I have the great job of working with the Wambaland directors at each campus. Over the past year, we have spent time in many meetings with great parents who are just a little further down the road of raising their children than you are. The consistent question that we've asked them was, if you had an opportunity to give a brand new mom and dad any advice, what would it be? The answer to that question is what we want to share with you through this process. You see, I have a feeling that many people in your life right now are telling you to enjoy every moment with this new baby because it's going to pass in a flash. And although your days may seem long and your sleepless nights are even longer, the truth is that before you know it, you will be looking eye to eye with that beautiful little baby. And believe it or not, you're going to be handing them the keys to your car. That's where I'm at right now. My two oldest daughters are in high school and they are both starting to drive. And it is really sinking in for me that I only have a few short years and they are going to be packing their bags and they're heading off to college. And Gary, my husband, and I are really talking about what are those final life lessons that we really want to make sure we've taught them. But the truth is that the most important lessons have already been taught. You see, Gary and I are not so much teaching anymore as we're coaching and guiding. Our years of teaching started a long time ago. Because we know as a staff that who your child becomes in life is largely shaped in childhood, we decided that we would take this opportunity to help you think right now about what matters most to your child's future. So we have a very simple mission for you as new parents. Our heart's desire is that you would decide right now what will matter most to your child's future and that you will parent your child starting today with that end in mind. In other words, you would think about that day when your beautiful new baby will be all grown up and really will pack his bags and head off to college, and that you would decide right now to do the things that will really matter the most to your child in the long run. As preparation to participate in the baby dedication celebration, we're going to ask you to listen to a series of three talks. There is so much that we could say about parenting, and these talks are not meant to cover the topic completely. But these three topics have the potential to have an incredible impact on your child. We want you to download the talks, listen to them, and then talk together about them. As part of each talk, we're going to challenge you to complete a simple homework assignment together. We know that time is in short supply right now for you, so we did our best to keep the talk short and the homework simple. You can listen to these talks and complete the homework at your own pace. But please know that you will not be able to participate in our celebration event until you have had a chance to complete the homework and attend a short orientation in Wambaland. If you want more information about these steps, please see our website. You're about to hear from Jeff Henderson, the campus director of Buckhead Church and the father of two. He's going to talk to you about the most important decision that your child will ever make. We are so grateful for this opportunity to share our hearts with you. Parenting is the most difficult job that you will ever do, and none of us can possibly do it perfectly. Our hope and prayer is that through this process, you will parent your child with confidence, knowing that what you do every day really, really matters.
I can still remember the day. In fact, it was one of the scariest moments of my life. My wife, Wendy, and I had just come home from the hospital with our newborn baby girl, Jessie. And Wendy's parents and my parents were there helping us out. It was great. But then after a few hours, they left. And there we were, Wendy and me, excited, nervous, exhausted, all alone with our little baby girl, Jessie. And I was scared completely to death. Honestly, I wanted to run out to my parents and my in-laws as they were driving away and say, "Don't leave us alone with a newborn. We have no clue what we're doing." And in some ways, that feeling has never really gone away. You see, there are days when I feel like I'm a pretty good dad. And then there are others when I feel like a failure. And for me, parenting is easily one of the most incredible yet challenging experiences I have ever had in my entire life. Now, I bet that there are those of you out there that can relate to that. But as for you perfect parents out there listening to this CD, I guess you can just go ahead and turn this off. But for the rest of us who have good days and bad days and incredible days and challenging days as parents, I'm glad you've chosen to listen to this and be a part of our baby dedication journey. And our hope is that you would be encouraged, that you would be equipped, and that you would be confident as you venture into this amazing journey called parenting. And over the next 10 minutes, here's what I want to do. I simply want to share something that could accomplish all three of those objectives. We want to encourage, we want to equip, and we want to build your confidence as a parent. And to start out, I want to share a truth with you that, though it's hard to grasp, is one I believe with all my heart. And here's the truth. God loves my children more than I do. and God loves your children more than you do. And I know that's kind of hard to grasp, but in Matthew chapter 7, Jesus says this. He said, "Which of you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him?" In other words, what I kind of take from that passage is that God's love for you and God's love for me and God's love for your children and God's love for my children is unparalleled and incomparable. And so, if we believe this is true, that God loves our children more than we do, then the most important decision our children will ever make is a decision to follow God, is a decision to place their faith in Jesus and follow him. And as parents, this is our ultimate goal, to point our children to Jesus. And while sports and academics and extracurricular activities, all of that is really incredibly important, but all of it is secondary to inviting your children and mine into a relationship with Jesus. And here's the thing, and if I may be so bold, I think this is where a lot of parents get it wrong. And let me explain. While some parents would agree that the most important decision their child will ever make is to become a Christ follower and place their faith in Christ, I also think many parents assume that it is the church's responsibility to make that happen. In fact, many parents are really good at dropping their kids off at church, making sure that they're at all the church events. In fact, maybe you kind of grew up in that area or arena. You grew up being dragged to church by your parents, and you went kicking and screaming. And chances are the reason they wanted you there was so that you would get confirmed or baptized or for a variety of other reasons. And there's nothing wrong with that. But my point is this. My point is that it isn't the church's responsibility to introduce my children to Jesus. It's my responsibility. It's my wife Wendy's responsibility. This is our role. And this is why this is true. And this is kind of our bottom line for this talk. What happens at home is much more important than what happens at church. Let me say that again. What happens at home is much more important than what happens at church. Granted, this might sound strange coming from a church, but think about it. Kids only spend a few hours each week at church in comparison to the hours they spend growing up at home. So, bottom line, what happens at home is more important than what happens at church. Now, this by no means is meant to discount the impact of the church upon our children. Not by any means. The church has an incredibly important role. It's just not the lead role. Our desire as a church is to partner with you, to be a resource for you as you lead your children into a growing relationship with Jesus Christ. It's why our Wombaland team has gone to such great lengths to create this baby dedication journey that you're on. And you understand this. It would be really easy to gather you all in a room and do a ceremony, and that's fine. That's great. We simply want to be more than that, though. We want to partner with you and, again, encourage, equip, pray, and cheer, and make you confident as you lead your child to the Lord. Now, there are many ways we partner with you as a church. In Wombaland, for example, we teach your children three basic truths. God loves them. God made them. Jesus wants to be their friend forever. God loves them. God made them. Jesus wants to be their friend forever. And everything we do and everything we teach is designed with these simple truths in mind. As your child gets older and leaves Wombaland for our elementary age environment called Upstreet, our strategy of partnering with you continues in creative, age-relevant ways. In fact, this continues all the way up to Inside Out, our high school environment, kind of from diapers to diplomas. Still, we remind parents along the way that what happens at home is more important than what happens in church. Having said all of that, I want to share with you the single most important factor in determining your child's spiritual growth and development. This is far greater than any church program, far greater than any church ministry or recreational league can provide. Not only is this the single most important factor in determining your child's spiritual growth and development, it is also the single most important objective for you as a parent. So, ready? Here it is. The most important factor in determining the development of your child's spiritual growth is the development of your spiritual growth, Mom. Is the development of your spiritual growth, Dad. So let me ask you a question. Are you growing spiritually? Are you growing in your relationship with God? Are you growing in your relationship with Christ? And if not, let me just be honest with you. The chances of your child's spiritual development are limited. In many respects, as you go, so goes your child. And the reason this is true is because children learn more by who you are versus what you say. So in many ways, this baby dedication journey is more about your spiritual development than your child's. If you are growing in your relationship with Christ, you place yourself in a much, much better place as a parent to lead your child spiritually. It's just that simple. Now, I know that can sound intimidating for many of us because all of us are at a variety of different stages spiritually and in our relationship with Christ. So I want to point you to three simple action items that we think will help you. First, our desire is that you would get into a community group. We believe that life change happens best within the context of relationships, a relationship with God and relationship with others. Plus, this will model to your children the importance of community groups. This is important because your children will be in small groups from Waomba Land all the way to Inside Out, our high school environment. And for more information on what a community group is and how to get involved in a community group, you can just go to one of our church's websites, click on small groups, and it'll tell you all the information that you need to know. But first, again, our desire is that you would get into and remain in a community group. Second, we want you to start praying every night with your child. And this is a great ritual to begin to incorporate from very early on in the life of your child. In fact, one of my favorite memories as a dad is kneeling by the bed with my daughter, Jessie, and now my son, Cole, and praying with them. This is the moment when I get to whisper into their lives. Thank you, Lord, that you have a very special plan for Jessie. Lord, thank you for blessing me with such a wonderful son like Cole. And help me to be a father that shows him how to live a life that is pleasing to you. Lord, thank you for sending Jesus to save us from our sins, and thank you for loving us always and forever, no matter what. And you know what's really cool as I've prayed with my kids these years is that when my kids pray, when they begin to pray, I hear them repeat what Wendy and I have been praying. And those are some really, really cool moments. So let me repeat. First, join and be committed to a community group for your own spiritual development. And second, begin praying with your kids every night before they go to bed. Don't wait. No matter if they're just a real small infant, no matter how young they are, start now because it will be a ritual for you. And I promise you, if you do this, you will create some incredibly rich memories. Third and finally, we want you to begin praying regularly as a couple. Pray for your marriage. Pray for your children. Pray for your own relationship with Christ. So here it is again. Join a community group, pray with your children each and every night, and pray regularly as a couple. Those three action items will go a very long way toward introducing your child to the love of their Heavenly Father. And why is this important? It's important because what happens at home is more important than what happens at church. And when you understand and live this out, what happens at church takes on an even greater significance because you're living it out Monday through Saturday. And your children learn more by who you are versus what you say. Finally, before I close, I've got one other challenge for you. And this may sound a bit daunting. I understand that, but trust me. If you'll do this, this will have incredible significance for your child in the not-so-distant future. And here's the challenge. We want you to write a letter to your child. Doesn't have to be long. Doesn't even have to be good. But the cool thing is that only you, as their parent, can write a letter of this significance. There are no formulas. It can be short. It can be long. It can be handwritten. It can be typed. The format isn't important. What's important is sharing your heart. And this is one of those suggestions that many parents agree would be a good thing to do, but they never really get around to doing it. So before we go any further in this, grab 15 minutes and write a letter from you to your child. What are your dreams for them? What are your hopes for them? Again, the cool thing about this idea is this is a letter that only you can write. So I want you to write a letter to your child. And just so you know, I'm not asking you to do something that I haven't already done. I want to close this time by reading a letter I wrote to my daughter, Jessie, when she was just 6 weeks old. I wrote this letter one night after being disturbed after watching the evening news. I realized what kind of world my daughter had been brought into. So later that evening, I sat down and I wrote this letter to her. It only took a few minutes, but I believe it will last a lifetime when she reads this when she's much, much older. Here's what I wrote. Dear Jessica, as you look at eyes that are barely 6 weeks old, I wonder what you see. Skepticism, violence, and fear. In many respects, that would be an accurate account. So I write these words to you, hoping to touch a moment deep in your future. May you never doubt what your dad believed. May you never doubt in a day called tomorrow. I believe in a day called tomorrow because of a morning sunrise on Calvary. I believe God captures our tears in a bottle and presents them to us in heaven as sweet-smelling perfume. I believe in birthday parties, Easter morning surprises, Christmas morning, catching lightning bugs in the summer, and laughing until you cry. I believe you and I are lucky because we share one person, a wonderful mom and a beautiful wife. I believe in cotton candy, and I believe in late afternoon strolls through the park. I believe in rainy days and a good book. I believe you are one lucky girl because of two doting granddads. I believe in God. I believe in you. Have a wonderful life. Love, Dad. Okay, Mom and Dad, here's what I want to challenge you to do as you finish your letter. I want you to pray together for the day that your child accepts Christ. This is a prayer you will pray over and over again. But I can promise you this as a dad who's seen this. When that day arrives, when your child places their faith in Christ, it will be a day you will never, ever forget.